Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down a plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight. God's army of
light. Hey, hey, let the church unite. Together we stand, no weapon cannot.
Good afternoon, and to pray to God be the glory for all that he has done for you, your family, and for me and my family. God is truly good all the time, don't you agree? It is truly my joy to be with you at this time. And thank you for allowing me to come into your home, your car, or wherever you are listening to our radio broadcast entitled Come Together for a Change. We are especially grateful to have all of our friends, our faithful listeners, our brand new listeners, and all our devoted partners. You must know that it is impossible to please God without faith. So let your faith in God go before you as you continue to choose faith over fear, and God will take you places that you have never dreamed of. When you take time each day to declare God's promises over your health, over your family, over your finances, you are speaking victory into your future. Did you know that you can handle whatever comes your way in life? God has equipped you and empowered you to fulfill many successful things on your spiritual journey in this life. So continue to be bold and be strong in the Lord, and let your faith in God go before you so that you will become everything God has created you to be. I encourage you to declare God's promises and see God's goodness, not tomorrow, but today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. My name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your co-host together with my anointed husband, gifted and loyal to the calling that God has upon his life. Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, he is the host for our dynamic radio broadcast entitled Come Together for Change, which is sponsored by our God-ordained and God-appointed ministries, Men in Search of Change, and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. And for those of you who are not aware, our God-inspired radio broadcast is geared toward the sole purpose of helping you make the necessary changes you need to accomplish your goals and God-given destiny through understanding the change process in order to be victorious in all that you do in obedience to God while you're traveling through your spiritual journey. Just so you know, unless we come together for change in love, in faith, in peace, and in Jesus' mighty name, we will never receive the full blessings God truly has in store for us. For we must change what we have been doing in the past in order to accomplish our new perspective in life, so we can believe bigger and go beyond our barriers to reach our higher potentials. When we choose faith over fear, God will take us places that we have never dreamed of. So let's come together for change. Amen. Our topic for today is, how are you sowing? How are you sowing? Scripture will be coming from Galatians, the 6th chapter, the 7th to the 10th verse. I'm going to pause for a moment, and I hope and pray that everyone has their pen and their paper so that they can be able to receive their spiritual blessings for this week. Amen. Again, today is October the 3rd, 2016, and our topic is, how are you sowing? The passage again comes from Galatians 6, 7 through 10, and it reads as follows. 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Number 9, and let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen, if we faint not. Our inspiration for this week reads as follows. Know that God sees and cares about everything that happens to you in your life. Remember, you are very special to God, and He will always hear you and answer your prayers, but only in His time frame. He wants to show Himself strong in and through you. He has given you His Holy Spirit to equip you in this life. Regardless of the circumstances you find yourself in today, you can afford to give thanks for being alive, to see this brand new day. Someone did not get out of bed this morning, but God allowed you to do so. Just think of those who started the year with us, but sickness, accidents, and natural disasters have taken them away. Give thanks in everything, and do not judge yourself by how you feel, but what you know. I just want to encourage you to stay in faith and don't get negative towards yourself or towards your future. Amen. At this time, it gives me a great pleasure and an honor to introduce to some and to present to others my awesome and amazing husband, the anointed and gifted speaker of the hour, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Shalia. It's a wonderful privilege as usual to come your way and to let you know that Jesus Christ is alive. And because He is alive, we are able to reach out to Him by faith. We are able to speak with Him. We are able to get what we need from Him. We can get our needs met because He is there to help us in every situation. He is able to sort out of our problems. And we have to be able to make a choice, because the choices we make will determine the chances that we determine that we're going to take in life. So you've got to be willing to understand that you have got to seek the Lord's face, and you've got to be able to understand that we are all here in life. Some of us are planting good seeds, some of us are planting bad seeds. And the whole process in life is about sowing and reaping. And I want to ask the question today, how are you sowing? What are you sowing? Because each of us will have to give an account for what we do in life, right? So we've got to be able to understand that we cannot deceive ourselves and deceive others by determining that we are going to fool people. Lots of us in life at times would seem to want to deceive others. Lots of us in life would seem to want to bring deception on those around whom we live. But God is saying to you today, put aside your foolery. God is saying to you in His word today, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. You know, so you just can't think that you are going to fool someone, and you are going to be able to go ahead and make things uncomfortable for others. No, if you make things uncomfortable for others, it's going to come back to you. What you sow, you will also reap. And it's important for you to know that sowing and reaping was from the beginning of time. What you sow, you will inevitably reap. So don't think that it's not going to come back to you. No, the things that you sow, the hurts that you put out to others, is going to come back to you. Some of us hurt others by the things we say. Some of us get angry and speak negative things into the lives of others. Others speak misery over others. And pain is something that we would seem to pick up. Pain and fear, because at least at times we are fearful of the things we do to others. And we are fearful of getting hurt by others. But we have got to realize whatever you sow, you shall also reap. So this is a time that we need to look at the world around us. So much evil seems to be happening. So much evil seems to be coming in our world, and we don't seem to be able to understand that this is time for change. This is time that we have got to make sure that we understand the whole policy of change, right? Because remember that Joshua, when he was made leader of the children of Israel, he was able, in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, says, "Choose ye this day whom ye will serve." And I'm suggesting to you this evening that while you're going about sowing, you have got to make the right choices, because the choices you make will determine the chances you take, will determine the things that happen to you in life. You cannot expect to sow wrong seeds and expect that things will come forth positive for you. You can't expect to sow negative seeds and expect that things are going to come forward in a positive way for you. No, God expects you to understand the importance of sowing the right seeds. Are you sowing the right seeds? Are you ready in any way? Each of us have got a responsibility to love each other. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another." If we love each other, we are going to sow right seeds. If we love each other, we are going to give to others the things that are necessary for building them up, for lifting them up, for putting them in the right position. If we love each other, we are going to do what is right. We are going to make sure that our brothers and our sisters, that things will come good for them too. It just can't be for you. It can't just be for all about you. No, you've got to recognize that the important thing in life is not only you, but to be able to let your light shine, that men may see your good works, because Jesus said so. If you let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And I'm asking you today, what kind of seeds are you sowing? Are you sowing seeds that are going to bring results, that's going to spring up and going to be able to help others? Or are you sowing negative seeds that would cause you, you alone, to benefit? I'm suggesting to you today that if you know what the word says, you will be able to sow good seeds. And in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, I'm going to ask my wife to read it for you. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 3 to verse 9.
St. Matthew, chapter 13, 3 through 9. And it says, "And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some in 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. And the 9th verse, "Who has ears to hear, let him hear."
Praise God. We see that in your going out to sow, you've got to be careful where and how you sow. Because according to the word, if you're just throwing it anywhere, that the seed will fall in some cases on stony ground, and the fowls of the air will come and devour them. Some, in this case, fell on stony places where there had not been much earth. And forthwith it sprung up because they had no depth of earth, the seed was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. But some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. Others fell on good ground. Where are you sowing your seed today? Where are you sowing your seed? And you must be careful with how you sow your seeds. You must be careful with where you sow your seeds. Because even with your friends at work, even with your friends at school, even with your friends in your community, in your household, in your neighborhood, you need to be able to reach out to them and to share what you have with them. You need to be able to sow seeds that will rise up and that will rise and will spring up on good ground. God is speaking to you today. You know the things you've been doing had not been right. You know the things that you've been doing have not been helping others. And God is saying to you today, my son, my daughter, my child, what are you doing? You don't want to walk around and hurt others. You don't want to walk around and sow seeds that's going to hurt others, because the choices you make will determine how people react to you. You're wondering, oh, how come this is happening to me? How come that is happening? It is happening because you have not been sowing good seeds. It is happening to you because you have not been looking out for your brothers and your sisters. You've not been looking out to help others. You've just been looking to get what you can, to take what you can. You're not there to help others. And because you're not there to help others, because you're not in a position to reach out by faith and bring joy and peace to others, you've just been there in your own selfish ways, hurting others. You've just been there with anger in your heart and bringing misery to others. You've got to be able, as you sow your seeds, to look out for the weeds, because the weeds need to be taken up. You need to be able to look at how you're sowing, because the seeds will fall and they will grow up and will hurt the plants. And therefore, you have got to be willing to look and see where things are going and how things are going. God is depending upon you. Are you willing to reach out by faith and do what you know is right? Or are you just satisfying your own flesh? Are you just doing things that you know will hurt others? Come on now. It's time to make a choice. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Joshua had to make that choice. And he told the children of Israel, choose ye this day. I'm suggesting to you this evening that if you choose this day whom you will serve, and you reach out by faith to do what you know is right, that God is going to provide for you. You are looking at your situation and you don't want to help others, because you figure if you help others, that they're going to take what you have. But the word says, given, it shall be given unto you, pressed down and flowing over. Therefore, you have got to be willing to say, I am willing to give. I am willing to share. I am willing to show. I am willing to spread my wings and help others. What are you doing? It's not just about you. It's about you reaching out in faith and doing what you know is right. Are you ready to show others your love? Are you willing to show others your appreciation? Are you really willing to reach out to others? There are so many people that are suffering in this world. And how are you sowing your seeds? Are you sowing your seeds and not care where they fall? There are those who are in need and who need to hear you. They need to see you. They need to feel your love and appreciation. They need to know that you are there for them. God is ready to help you if you are willing to help others. Oh, if you are willing to seek him first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. So just don't sit down and just look at what you have. You have to reach out by faith and say, look, God, I'm ready. I'm willing. I am able. God wants to help you. Are you ready to reach out by faith and do what God would have you to do? God is depending upon you. God wants you to reach out by faith, not just to keep what you have and not to share with others. God is expecting you to learn to share. God is expecting you to be able to sow good seeds and to make sure that this good seeds fall on good ground. God is expecting you to do your best to ensure that the seeds fall on good ground. I want to let you know today that each of us will have a situation where you need somebody to help you. But if you don't learn to give to others, when the time comes, they're not going to be able to give into you. So I want to suggest that you have got to lift up your eyes to the hills, for whence come up your help. Your help come up from the Lord who make heaven and earth. God will not suffer your feet to stumble if you are willing to look forward to helping others. Those who give shall be given unto you. So come on now, stop being selfish. It is time to reach out. It is time to hear the voice of the Lord speaking to you. Reach out in faith and make sure that as you send out your seeds to be planted, that they fall on good ground. Oh, regardless of what you do, make sure that others are helped. Reach out by faith and open your heart to make sure that others know that God is with them. There are so many people that are suffering. There are so many people that need to hear the word. There are so many people that need to know that God is with them. And I want to pray with you this evening that God would give you the courage and the strength to be an overcomer. I want you to understand that it is not by might, but not by power, but by my power, saith the Lord. That God wants to help you. He wants to bring you into victory and deliverance. Are you ready to come into that victory and that deliverance? Are you willing to reach out by faith and do what you know is right? Stop looking to the left. Stop looking to the right. Oh, you need to look to God, who is the author and finisher of your faith. He is going to bring you through. He is going to deliver you. He is going to set you free. Do you want him to do that for you, or you want to continue in the way that you have been going? No. This is a time for deliverance. This is a time for freedom. This is a time for understanding God's word. And I want to help you to understand that as you sow your seed into good ground, as you sow your seed, God is going to take you through. He's going to work things out for you. I want to pray with you that God gives you the strength and the courage and the wisdom and the understanding to go forward and be positive in what he would have you to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you right now. In the behalf of those who are listening, dear Father, thou knowest, Lord, the desires of their heart. Thou knowest, Lord Jesus, what they are looking for, Lord. Thou knowest, Lord Jesus, what they are depending upon you for. And in the name of Jesus right now, we bind every spirit of selfishness. We bind every spirit of lawlessness. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we declare, Lord Jesus, that the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, handle, shall rest in their heart, Lord. Grant them your peace, Lord Jesus. Lord, remove all anger and selfishness and pain and misery, and help, Lord Jesus, that they be willing to reach out to others in faith and to do what they know is right, knowing that you are a God of the impossible. You are the God of the miraculous. You are the God that's able to set them free. Have your own way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What?
Put on the music. Put on the music.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight. God's army is
life. Hey, hey, let the church unite. Together we stand, no weapon cannot conquer we. Let the church unite. Get up, stand up.